Last week, the trustees voted 13-3 in favor of splitting the colleges into two separate entities. David Doyle is Director of Communications for the State University of New York.
We don't see this as a split at all, rather a new structure as the two institutions move forward into the future under a new relationship. Because of their history, their geography, they are always going to have a symbiotic relationship. So the notion that the two institutions are splitting is, I think, a bit of a misnomer. You know, is the Nano College becoming something new? Yes. But will there be a continued strong relationship with UAlbany? Absolutely. When I hear the word split, it makes me think that there is going to be, you know, no relationship, and that's just not the case.
Some students are not comfortable with the changes. SUNY trustee Tremaine T. Price is student assembly president at UAlbany. He believes there was a lack of student participation in the process that led to the report that moved the separation plan forward.
For students, anyway, I think the next step needs to be some level of engagement of both students who are directly affected, so those students who are in the CNSE or Nano programs, and the students at the University at Albany. So I think that's the next step that needs to happen, that those students specifically need to be engaged. And as far as the effects, the University at Albany, we don't know what those effects are going to be, and I don't feel like the board had a really good discussion when they were deciding whether or not to agree to separation or not. I don't think the board had a very good discussion about the end results.
Doyle admits there are obviously many questions and issues that need to be resolved over the next year of transition.
We would not move forward if it was going to hurt one institution or the other. The idea is that this is a mutually beneficial plan that'll boost both institutions as far as academic offerings, job opportunities, new opportunities under the Startup New York plan. So there's many pieces to this puzzle that still need to come together. Another very important point is that these institutions will be complementary and not competitive.
Although the colleges will split, University at Albany President Robert Jones agrees they will forever be interlinked. He expects both schools have important roles to play and will rise to new levels of education and innovation.
Sometimes Nano is perceived to be part of University at Albany, for other times it's perceived not to be. So this decision by the Board of Trustees will clarify all of that. So people will know unequivocally when something is going to Nano or when Nano is advocating for something and when we're advocating together and vice versa.
Jones adds there is no issue that can't be worked out to make a smooth transition from one school to two.
If this is not successful, then it's our fault. It's because we haven't been creative enough. We haven't been willing to think out of the box enough to really make this work for both parties. I think Dr. Calheiros and I both committed to that common objective.
Nano College Senior Vice President and Chief Executive Officer Elaine Calheiros was not available for comment. An op-ed piece for the Albany Times-Union Calheiros co-authored with Jones states that the action by the SUNY Board of Trustees is not the end of the process, it is the beginning. The College of Nanoscale Science and Engineering was founded in 2001 and accredited in 2004. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.